Steve on.
Morning, guys.
How are you this morning?
Fine, thank you.
Good. Thanks for joining us this morning. You are in favor of keeping things the way they are. You're not in favor of making phys ed compulsory through high school. Why? Or why not?
Well, if I could first perhaps dispel a misconception about the discussion paper the government is circulating for input. They're putting forward 9 options from grade 10 to 12 for compulsory courses. Two of those options actually have phys ed as compulsory. One option is the status quo, and 6 options mix phys ed in with arts as compulsory courses. So the notion that they're moving away from phys ed is erroneous. Actually, if anything, they're moving forward to having a compulsory in a number of options, and that could very well be the way
sounds
it is.
Sounds like you guys are reading different documents here.
It does, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But anyway, to get to your question of whether or not it should be compulsory or optional, I think you should have you should ask the question in a different way. Should physical education, passing a course in physical education, be a requirement for getting a grade 12 diploma? And ask the question from an employer or a college or a university who may be accepting these students for a job or for further education. Is it going to be their concern that they had 30 minutes of phys ed a day, or are they more interested in their English and math and science and technology skills? And I think it's the latter. They're interested in their academic credentials, not necessarily whether they've had 30 minutes of fitness a day.
But I guess that raises the question, are we educating these people to get jobs, or are we educating them to educate the entire being, the whole person?
There's two schools of thought, and the government has recognized those. They say that, you know, you're providing students with skills, knowledge, and work habits, or you're having them become well-rounded, good citizens. And to have phys ed and arts and dance and music as options satisfies that requirement for those students who want to get into those kinds of areas. And I think to make it compulsory, if anything, you may be penalizing those students who find phys ed to be a rather odorous task. There are a number of, as has been identified, students out there who don't like phys ed. And to make it compulsory, I think you're going to turn kids off from high school. And remember, they're at the age where they can drop out.
Mm-hmm. Good points, Robert Vaughn. Thanks for joining us this morning and taking part in the program once again.